of your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep.
Hello, and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. And before we get started, let me first mention that our show is brought to you by Hydromace in Nutrition. So please do give them a try if you haven't yet. You can find them at www.hydrame.com. That's HYDRAME.com. Wonderful organic nutritional skincare. So you can feel like you're a kid again. You know, your skin will just eat it up. Kind of like when we smeared food all over our faces when we were kids. And so the show tonight is going to be very interesting. I have two very good friends of mine that are on, Misa Hopkins, Reverend Misa Hopkins, and Cristalia Marie, and you might have heard them before. I am delighted to have them on the show. We're going to be talking about an energy medicine approach to healing the swine flu, or hopefully not even getting it in the first place. So welcome to the show, guys. Ladies.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, it's so cool. Before we really get into this, if you guys would just give a little short bio for each of you and kind of let the new listeners know who you are in case they haven't had a chance to, you know, listen to any of your stuff yet. But before we get started with that, let me mention that my theme song, Awaken the Dream, is sung by Misa. And she so generously allowed me to use her song for my theme, which I just absolutely love because it kind of says it all. So thank you, Misa.
You're welcome. I'm so glad to hear it playing. It sounded wonderful.
Oh, I love
and,
it.
Yeah, the singer on that was my cohort at the time, Richard Bienvenu, and he's got a marvelous voice and a marvelous guitar player, so he took my music and really made it sound good, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. You guys just sound wonderful, and that's one of my favorite songs of all time.
Oh, thank you. That's great to hear.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Well, that's been my wonderful journey is with sound. I've been a sound healer who's been teaching sound medicine to practitioners nationally for over 13 years now. And I discovered sound and its incredible healing power when my mom left her deathbed after I sang a song to her. She shook my world up, that woman did. My whole life changed after that. And I recently just finished a book called The Root of All Healing, which is now available, and it talks about the steps that I've observed people who self-heal actually take to complete that process, to actually go from having an illness or a condition that seems like something you cannot repair or change to actually making fundamental and profound changes in the body. I'm the co-founder of the New Dream Foundation. I lead a spiritual leadership training program. And as you know, Dr. Valerie, I've been having visions about new strains of viruses and earth changes for several years now. Mm-hmm. And along with the visions, I get healing sounds for both the old strains that we've been experiencing and the new ones that we're encountering.
Yeah,
this
is going to be really fun tonight talking about that because I've harped on the swine flu thing quite a bit. And so thanks for that explanation of how you got into this whole thing. And Cristalia, would you go ahead and give listeners some information about yourself?
Okay, thank you, Dr. Valerie. Sure, I am an author and speaker, and basically what happened for me was back in 2001, I had a lump the size of a golf ball in one of my breasts, and through a lot of processes, discovered that I had the ability to draw images and that those images had a healing power about them and removed this lump in about a 20-minute process after 8 months of searching for other alternatives. That sort of got my attention, and since then I have drawn over 400 of these healing images, and I market them through a website called empoweredspirit.com. And when Misa came to me after some of her dreams about the flu virus, in particular a biochemical virus originally, and then some airborne viruses after that, I also asked for some guidance as to what I could do to help people, and we've partnered to create some very powerful medicine and to help people with colds, flu, and all kinds of other fun viruses.
Yeah, and I have to mention, too, for the listeners, that that's kind of the way that all the three of us got together, because I actually had gotten something through some JV venture and was interested in scoping out your symbols, got onto your website and found out about the cold and virus or cold and flu teleseminar that you guys were giving, and got on there, and turned out that I could answer a lot of the medical questions that people were asking. So that's how the three of us got together. And then I found out that Cristalia and Misa both lived in Sedona at the time, and I said, well, hey, I live in Sedona too. Can I just come by and pick up one of those kits? And so we've been friends ever since, and we've done several teleseminars and radio shows together, because one thing that the three of us are really very, very passionate about is helping people to heal and also to hopefully prevent whatever it is that is being thrown at us. And so between the three of us, you know, we have this deep passion about helping people stay out of misery. And that's what this is really all about. And it's kind of the way that we choose to express ourselves. And as I've said, you know, I've used Misa and Cristalia's stuff extensively, and used to also put some of my magic flu juice in with the cold and flu kit, and I'm not doing that right now because I found that there's nothing botanical that will stop this swine flu, which gives you the first hint that it's weaponized, because, you know, there are things on the earth to take care of everything natural. But I found, as I went through it myself twice, which, by the way, isn't supposed to happen according to the government, because, you know, if you get the vaccine, then you won't get the flu. Ha, ha, ha. Anyway, went through it twice myself. Nothing worked. No colloidal silver did not work. Oxygen didn't work. None of the botanicals worked. And so I realized at that point that we were going to have to do something that was energetic, because that was the only thing left. And so you've heard me talk about that before, about how I use binaurals and isochronic tones to help with that. Well, I've spoken with Misa and Cristalia about this before, and they've come up with this kit now of the combination of the symbols against the swine flu and its many versions, and with sound frequencies through voice to combat this stuff. And I got to tell you, their medicine is very strong, and combined together, it's extremely strong. And so what I'd like them to do is kind of, you know, go through the thing of what this all means, why is this working when other things will not work? You know, the usual. So I'm going to just turn you guys loose, and you just go ahead and hit it.
Uh-oh. What an invite. What fun is that?
Yeah, really.
It's all about fun.
Well, you know, the first time at the beginning of the story, I want to share a little bit about that. Is that okay with you, Cristalia, if we talk about that first virus and how things kind of got started?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Because I think it explains how we've come to where we are, and why we're developing so much confidence in the power of the energy medicine. It began with a vision that I had back when, as Valerie said, when I was in Sedona, and I was watching this vial being poured into a city water source, and I just kept seeing people in pain and suffering, and my ears are pretty good, by the way, and often more so than visions, or at least back then that was true. I heard things. It was like virus, flu virus, and I'm thinking, flu virus, and somebody's pouring it in the water system? Oh my gosh, I can't think of anything worse than that. You know, so I got busy. I said, well, I don't know where or who, but I'm going to have some sound medicine. That it seems to me that if I'm receiving this vision, and I've been working with sound medicine for years, that's my job. So I got busy and came up with the sound medicine, and as Cristalia mentioned, I called her, and she put the symbols together. We'd been working with them. We knew that they were profound together. And then we did the telecall, and we got this information out to as many people as we could through mailing lists and saying, we don't know what areas and what cities, and you know I would never come to you with some goofy thing. If I got this as a vision, it's a message that I'm supposed to share, and you decide, you trust your intuition with whether it feels right and real to you. And if it does, come be on the call with us, and let's talk about energy medicine as a way to address viruses, and that perhaps this is going to provide us with some preventative measures that we could take for those of us that are not fond of the concept of vaccinations. And we did, and got a tremendously good response. Cristalia, we had a lot of people on that call, didn't we? And a lot of people from around the country recognizing
these. Yeah, quite a few. Yeah.
Yeah, actually, not only from around the country, but around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. The second time I had a vision, it was worse. The first one was easier. The second one was worse. It caught me in the middle of the night, and there is a difference between dreams and visions, and I am getting pretty good at knowing the difference. And I was literally running out of Sedona, and I was running into the trees in Oak Creek, where I could get out from undercover because something had been released in the sky and was falling from the sky, and I knew it was bad. And I was in horrible pain. And I mean, folks, it was so bad. I was physically feeling it. My stomach, my gut was a mess. I was bent over. I don't remember ever experiencing that kind of pain. And not even when I had the Millennium flu back in, 2000. I don't remember that kind of fold-you-over pain. And within the vision, my conscious mind stepped in, and I went, oh, this is a vision. I don't have to be in this pain if I don't want to be. And the minute I had the conscious thought, I stepped out of it. And I said, oh, no, there's an airborne virus this time. And once again, I set to work, called Cristalia, called Dr. Valerie by that time, and said, okay, ladies, this is what's going to happen in Sedona. It hasn't happened yet, but it's coming. And how many people of our friends and loved ones can we notify? And we did. We put together this incredible kit, and we got all of our friends and family and loved ones that we could find, and their friends and family and loved ones, on the phone, and said, we don't know what to tell you about this virus other than the fact that it will be excruciating. And we do have something here to help you. And several people took advantage of what we put together. And we did meet some people. We did find some people who had already contracted it and some who contracted it later. And it was every bit as excruciating as my vision foretold. And those who did use the kit found that they were, even if they'd already contracted the virus, they were getting over it very quickly, like in, half the amount of time? Does that sound right?
I think it was more like even a third, because there were people sick for 2 and 3 weeks, and the people that were taking this stuff or using this stuff were less than a week.
Yeah. Yeah, I seem to remember it was pretty quick, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, what I discovered with the airborne virus was different. And I set an intention as I started with the sounds. I said, Spirit, I have a feeling that we're entering a time where the viruses are going to be mutating so fast. And then Dr. Valerie confirmed that for me. Thank you for confirming that. They're mutating so fast that I'm just going to be singing virus CDs from now until I don't know when. And I will do that. But is there some way that we can be even more proactive? Is there a way with the sound that you can show me to be at a place where we're addressing the viruses as quickly as they're mutating, or faster? And that particular sound medicine session, I think what made it so unique is that I went right into the DNA. And the sounds were talking to the genetic coding to know how to respond to this foreign invader, because, of course, their viruses are, well, let me rephrase that, our bodies don't know what to do with viruses naturally.
Right.
And so it was like, how do we retrain the body? And when the sounds came through, I shared that with Cristalia, and I know, Cristalia, that really, that insight and that desire that we had to address the viruses a little more head-on really affected what we created next. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. And, yeah, both of us worked on the whole idea of training the immune system and the whole system with the DNA to train that to actually work with them and enhance them so that they had an ability to deal with the newer stuff coming out. Because you're right, I think both of us would have been like, okay, how do we do the next piece if we'd have gone that route instead of your guidance that was, let's take it towards the DNA issues.
Yeah, and we've talked about this many times, and I know that the listeners to this program have heard me harp on this quite a few times, that, you know, the reason the vaccines are such a waste of time, I mean, they don't work anyway, but the reason they don't is because the flu virus, its big hallmark is it mutates every time it passes from one person to another practically. So what you've got is you've got something that changes so fast that anything that you make for it, by the time you make it, it's already obsolete. And so, you know, you have to have something that is going to work on some common part of the virus or something that is going to train your immune system how to deal with it, because the immune system is really not, you know, equipped to deal with viruses. It can deal with bacteria and funguses, and but it's primarily bacteria. It can do a little bit of antiviral action, but not a whole lot. Basically, what happens is you feel miserable and get in such serious shape with the flu because your immune system goes haywire. It sees the flu and it freaks out. So if you can imagine your immune system, your panic button being hit, and it's going crazy and it's producing interferon like crazy trying to combat this stuff, and of course that's really not working that well, but you get the soreness, the aching, the dizziness, the headaches, all that kind of stuff is because you're building up lactic acid, because your whole system is going nuts trying to fight this virus, which it can't. Meanwhile, the virus is going crazy and it's replicating. It's going, woohoo, you know, found a good food source. You know, we can go into these cells and make the cells produce us, which is what happens. Viruses are really tricky. They go into your cell. They make the cell produce more viruses. And this is why it, you know, it takes hold so quickly. But there's no defense against it, really, in the body. So then what happens is the stronger your immune system, the worse the case of flu that you get, because it's really your body fighting itself. You know, the body is just throwing out all these chemical messengers that are supposed to do something, and all they do is they increase your lactic acid, which makes you hurt and drives your fever up, because then your body's got to burn off all these toxins and things, and it's just a mess. So the main danger with this particular swine flu is that it's not hitting the young and the old so much. It's hitting the vital people between 20 and 40. Now, you know, that's pretty serious, because now you're talking the people who not only maintain all of our power stations and our infrastructure, you're talking about the health personnel, the nurses, the aides, the doctors, the EMTs, the paramedics. This is the age group that this flu is targeted against, and yes, it was manufactured. So they did dig up some Inuit bodies that they knew the people had died from this swine flu back in 1918, and so they dug them up and they got the genetic code for the flu, and they reproduced it. So isn't that lovely? That's your tax dollars at work, by the way, people. Are you happy with what they're doing? And so I think it behooves us to kind of get together and to figure out some way to combat this nasty, awful stuff that they have made and they have been practicing on us with, by the way. And so they see how it does, and if it's not virulent enough or if it doesn't get passed along far enough, then they tweak it so that it kills more people, but it infects everybody first. So if that's not enough to scare you, then all I can say is you're listening to the wrong show. You know, because this is all about the truth and what's going on out there. So well, that's why I've invited Misa and Cristalia to come on and talk to you about the energy medicine and how their different components work. And before they go into more of that, I'd like to explain to you that if you go to the doctor and the doctor writes you a prescription, first of all, it's going to cost you somewhere between $15 and $100, depending on whether you have insurance copay or whether it's out of pocket. Then they're going to write you a prescription that's going to cost you a couple hundred dollars. Not that the prescription is going to do you any good against the flu, mind you, but it's because they don't want to see your face back in the office and you're demanding a pill. Now, if you happen to purchase the kit that Cristalia and Misa have put together, you can use it over and over and over again for one price, which is less than it's going to cost you to go to the doctor once to go get something that's not going to help you. So, okay, enough of that. So, go ahead, ladies, continue.
And just to add to that, we really get that when we put out the symbols and the sound medicine, the whole family is going to use them. We're not naive about this at all. I mean, that's what happens at my house. So everybody in the family is using it. I put it on my husband's iPod, or he put it on his iPod. The sound medicine for a cold and flu, which has an immune builder to help build the immune system against whatever he's going to encounter when he's traveling, other bacteria, et cetera. But then I want him to have that virus defense. And like a mother hen, I'm like, you put that on as soon as you get on the plane. And he's got all of Cristalia's wonderful symbols for air purification and fighting infections. And he's got a whole bunch of them. They're in his pocket. And he takes them on every trip because I want him to be healthy, and planes and airports and public places are just those environments where we pick up those viruses. So they've been great saviors every cold and flu season since we've had them available. And Cristalia, I think you need to share a little bit more about your symbols. They are phenomenal. Phenomenal. My experiences with them have just blown me away. And that's pretty difficult to do with me and energy medicine. Now it's normal for me. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the symbols and how they came to you and what they do for the protection of the individual.
Thanks, Misa. The first thing I want to say is Dr. Valerie said something about we didn't want to have people in misery. So you know the old saying, misery loves company. Well, we need a new saying, ladies, something about healthy loves company or something, because we're not into misery loving company at all. I think we'd all agree with that, right?
That's for sure.
So the symbols, though, basically the way these symbols work is it's a matter of touching the energy or connecting with it in some way, and people use them many different ways, and it's all explained in the materials. But basically what it does is it repairs or replaces damaged energy in the body. That's what Spirit has said that's really happening. So the kit includes things like ways to balance the DNA and train the DNA, just like your sound medicine, Misa, to be able to deal with the different viruses. The other piece that's included in my work is actually a whole process of teaching people about their beliefs, because one of the things I think is really critical here is we're not trying to create fear, and so much of the news is, though, and when we get into this stuff, there's a lot of fear going on because everybody's heard all the news reports, and you and I, Misa, and I know Dr. Valerie as well, we've all seen many of these reports recently, and so we've got included in there is even some processes to help people overcome the fears, overcome their beliefs, to be able to stay strong through some of this as well, which is a big piece of the whole thing. And the combination with the vibration of the sound and the vibration of the energy symbols seems to really maximize the whole effect from what I've seen. And probably it doesn't have anything to do with colds and flu, but the one big experience I had of the combination was healing my gums and saving me $1,600 worth of dental surgery. So the combination of the symbols and sound literally stopped all the bleeding and everything. So our medicine combined together with that vibration seems to really help people a lot. I think you talked about at one point how much it helped you overcome a cold. I personally haven't had colds or flu in so long, even without my, even with this stuff, but I always carry it with me. I don't go anywhere without carrying these kits with me.
Yeah, and see, I forgot to bring mine when I went off to California for my 40th high school reunion, and I got sick. And now, granted, you know, usually if I get sick, it's because I'm tired. I'm too tired. I've been pushing myself too hard. And then my body says, you know what? Now I'm mad. And it just kind of goes, that's it. I'm not moving another step. And it makes its anger known to me very quickly when I go traveling somewhere. And, you know, I try to remember to bring this stuff with me when I go, because it makes a huge difference. And if you can sit down with the sound medicine and put the symbol face down in the palm of your hand and just lay there and just, or sit there and listen to it for, you know, the entire CD, it'll usually knock it out right then. Or if you do it when you go to sleep, you know, you're pretty much fine by the time you get up in the morning. So I have had that experience, and I've used quite a few of Cristalia's symbols and Mises sound medicine. And when I first learned about Mises sound medicine, I went over to her house a couple times and had her work on me. I was having some dental stuff. And the thing that was really interesting was as she stood there and sang, I could feel the energy going up into my tooth. And I could feel the energy traveling in other areas of my body, which was really cool. And then when I combine the symbols with that, it's even more powerful. And so, you know, being energetically sensitive, I could really feel this stuff going on. And I could see like little geometric patterns kind of flowing up through my energy pathways in my arm and then kind of distributing in different places in my body. It's really a trip. So it's kind of fun. If you haven't experienced that, you might want to try that. And no, there were no drugs involved.
And who knew that healing could be so much fun? Yeah. You know, I share that with my students, and I can hear them cocking their heads on the other end of the telephone like, you got to be kidding me. So, but the reality is that I find the sound medicine and the symbols and Reiki and other energy medicines to be so pleasant. They're not invasive as a rule. They're very gentle. They're very sweet. They're very loving. And they're potent. And, yeah, it is a trip. It's a trip. The first time that I used Cristalia symbols for a cold, and now I've gotten so sensitive I can feel them. They typically originate for me in the inner ear. And I can feel it in there, and that's usually because I've eaten too much sugar. I haven't been getting enough sleep. I'm stressed. My immune system's compromised, and I've slipped, and I know it. And so I could feel it penetrating, and I got the sound medicine out, which I like to listen to with headphones because it's so contained that way, and I can hear more of the nuances of the sound. And the symbols, I took the symbols that Cristalia recommended, and I put them in my hands, and I think under my pillow or something. And the wonderful thing is you just sort of drift off, and you have cool dreams, or you see inside your body, or you just tingle, or whatever. Everybody's experience is different. But it takes you pretty deep in. And depending upon your ability to move into trance, you're gonna go way deep. And it allows your body to fully relax and fully open up to what I call entrainment. You're retraining the cells, which is basically at its core retraining the sacred geometry of your body. And that's what the symbols do. I could see them spinning around in my third eye, these beautiful little sweet drawings that Cristalia does become these full-blown 3D drawings, not drawings, holograms in my brain. It's like, oh my gosh. It is like a trip. They're so cool. They're so beautiful. And there they are moving around right where they need to be. And the sounds are taking me into deeper trance states. So it's working at a level of transformation that I don't get to just by thinking, oh, wouldn't this be cool, or I am healed. The affirmations are really good. But for me, the deeper I am in trance state, and the clearer the message, the more profound the result that I get. So anymore, I feel a little inkling of a cold, And I do what I did that day. I grab my cymbals, I grab my sound, I go take a break for 20 minutes. I do that at least a couple times a day if I really want to knock the heck out of it immediately. I find 4 20-minute breaks a day, and I just do it. And I let the dishes pile up in the sink, and I let the work that I think really has to be done just go, because I know what happens with these viruses. We all know. You're out of work 2 to 3 weeks. I'm not making any money. I'm not living my purpose. I'm not enjoying my life. I'm suffering. And for an hour, hour and a half of my time, for a day, maybe two, I reclaim all of that precious time. And so it's well worth it to me to sit down and do it. And it just knocks it out. I just don't typically, in fact, I'm trying to remember, I think the last real cold or flu I had was the Millennium Bug. That tenacious sucker. Oh, man. That's where I discovered it. That's where I discovered you could heal viruses.
Yeah, and that kind of stuff, I mean, when you realize that a lot of the viruses that we're getting hit with right now are actually weaponized versions, and if you know anything about the propensity of the government, not just of the United States, but pretty much everywhere in the world, of their propensity to test their things like that on the populace, and they feel that they have the right to do that because we're slaves, right? And so when you realize that that's what's going on, and they don't really give rats behind if you die from it, you know, this is serious stuff. And you know that I've been in the medical field for, gosh, about 40 years now. And I can tell you I've seen a lot of people die very painfully of things like the flu and you know, other things. I mean, there's not just that out there. There's all kinds of wacko things going around and things that are human-caused that we would never see if we were not, you know, in this developed state that we're in, and we think we're developed. But if you could do something that is going to just take a few minutes a day and it's going to keep you from getting that ill. And you got to realize, too, that each time that you get ill with something like that that's weaponized, you don't know what it's going to do to you. In fact, the people that made it don't know entirely what it's going to do to you. That's why they give it to the populace. They want to see what it's going to do to you. And if it's really good, if it infects a lot of people before it kills them off, that's what they're looking for. And, you know, they consider, like, you know, a 10% kill-off is fine. And, you know, a mild weaponized flu like the Russian flu that hit back in 76, I mean, that was, you know, it's been shown, the records have shown that was actually released by the government. They had a 4% die-off, mostly babies and the elderly. And they consider that fine. That's great for their experimentation. And it made people miserable for over a month. So now the question is, can you handle being sick for a month? Would it kill you off? It can kill off a lot of people right now, because now we're no longer nourished the way that we need to be. You know, our food doesn't have the right stuff in it. You know, and normally we would do things with botanicals and such things that would knock this stuff out. But remember, it's weaponized, so that stuff isn't working. And, you know, if you could do something as simple as sitting there and listening to a CD and putting a couple symbols on a piece of paper in your hand, seems to me like that's a no-brainer. You know, you know, I've seen too much misery, and I felt it myself with this flu, and it's not pretty. And I think that the best thing that I can do is advise people to really take this under consideration, because what Misa and Cristalia have created is very powerful, and there's no side effects to it other than you might go, wow, a lot. And just kind of, you know, be really amazed at how easily you can actually heal from something that bad. So I think having experienced it myself many times and seeing the power of these things, I can tell you it does work. You don't have to believe in it. Of course, it'd probably work a little bit quicker if you do believe in it, but you don't even have to believe in it. You know, just consider it like a prescription. And a prescription that you can keep on hand that's never going to go bad. So that's pretty valuable.
Crystal, yeah,
I'd like
a great
to comment about the believing
about
it.
Pardon?
Go ahead.
The one thing about the believing it that I think is really important is you don't have to believe it, but you have to at least be willing to consider it and not have a belief that it won't work. Because if you decide that it's not going to help you, I suggest that you will create that experience whether you like it or not. So you don't have to believe it, but you do have to at least be open to the possibility.
Well, and I think, you know, it is quantum physics medicine, really, because quantum physics is all about finding the laws of the universe. And, you know, I have found, you know, through the stuff that I've done, that when you have something that's frequency-oriented, whether it's through symbols and pictures or through sound or through, you know, just a vibration, anything that you're using that's along that line really does have a tendency to work whether you believe in it or not. It's just you might notice it a lot quicker if you believe in it, you know. I think it'll still work. And I say that because I'm very open when I try things. And I just kind of lay there inside of my body and just observe. And so I don't necessarily believe in it or not believe in it. I'm just very open to it to see what's going to happen. And that's how I know, you know, where the symbols and the sound medicine goes in my body, because I was just laying there open to it. And so I think that belief, of course, is always really nice. But, you know, it's quantum physics. What can I say? It's frequency. And Carla says she wants to know if you can heal from other aches and pains. I'm going to say yes. You guys can address that a little further.
I'd like to answer that, but did she say would it help her mother's aches and pains?
She said, can you heal from other aches and pains?
Oh, can you heal others' aches and pains? Well, I guess I want to answer that twofold. One, yes, as long as you've been given permission and being careful, because I have a lot of people wanting to heal other people, and of course their soul has to be open to receiving that energy as well. That would be my answer. What do you think, Misa?
I think it depends upon how we're understanding her question, because I had a different interpretation of it. If you mean other kinds of conditions or aches and pains that have derived from other conditions, no. At least for the sounds, those have to be specific to the condition. And given that Crystal has created 400 symbols, I think it's safe to say she creates them specific. Also, I know it is. She creates them specific to the condition.
Mm-hmm.
So can it help? Yes, if they're related to the virus, yes. But in terms of any other condition, I think I would address that independently. I also want to come back and just add something that I have observed, because I have sung to so many people individually, and that means I'm becoming one with that person's energy system. In my experience, Dr. Valerie, what I would call your state is open. You're not in resistance, nor are you saying this will help. You're just open, and that's a perfect and beautiful state. In fact, if you believe too much, you can have too much hope or expectation. You don't believe enough. What I experience is a person's resistance, and I have to sing to the resistance until we can ever get to the condition. Mm-hmm. That has to open. That field has to open inside them before we're ever going to get there. So, number one, if you're not open and receptive, it's going to take longer for any changes to occur, in my experience. And if you aren't willing to accept that it could be real, if that just is too far out there and your system won't accept it, what I have observed is that people will be completely healed, respond as though they're completely healed, and then the condition comes right back again.
They take it back.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So that state of openness, the belief in all possibility to understand, you know, do your research about vibrational medicine, understand what we're talking about when we say it's changing your basic geometry, that we're working in a quantum physics level. It is literally changing the geometry or the way that your cells or quarks are interacting with each other. And they're going back into a state of proper alignment with each other. That's how you feel. That's how you experience and feel being healed. So since everything in the universe is vibration, we're addressing it at its core. You can't get any more core than addressing you as a vibrational being. That's why it's so effective.
That's a good point.
So did we answer her question, by the way?
Yeah, I think it's kind of funny because I I think we had three different interpretations there, because when she asked that, I was feeling like she was asking if sound medicine and the symbols would do that, and Cristalia was thinking that it was, she was asking if you could heal somebody else with it, and Misa, you had a different take on that. So that was kind of funny that we had three different ways that we were looking at that. Must be Mercury retrograde or something. But but what she's saying now is she's specifically having problems with her gallbladder, feeling kind of achy, kind of like flu-like symptoms and tired. And first of all, as a doctor, I can tell you that anytime your immune system kicks in, you're going to feel those symptoms. You will get the flu symptoms anytime that immune system is fired up. So if you're having that kind of thing from a gallbladder, I'd say you need to be careful that you're not getting an infection, because an infected gallbladder can really be a problem that lands you in the hospital. So it's something that should be checked. So what do you guys have to say about gallbladder stuff?
Cristalia, get any insights about that?
I don't think that this particular kit directly goes, at least from my side, does not necessarily go towards helping the gallbladder. Now, on the other hand, I do have a symbol that I've used for other people with gallbladder issues, but what I have in that kit, I would not say would help somebody with gallbladder problems.
Yeah, because that's not generally a virus. If it's an infectious process, it's going to be a bacteria. Or it could be something worse, which I'm not even going to mention, because people would probably turn off the computer and go, ew. So we won't go there, okay?
Right, that's a good plan.
You know, you should never ask a doctor a medical question if you don't want to hear the answer. Because, you know, there's too many things that happen to humans that are really gross and disgusting, and you don't even want to think about them. But, you know, as a doctor, I have to think about them. And I'm constantly reminded of that by my friends that go, oh, don't tell me those things. It's going to freak me out. But I would say, you know, if you're having a gallbladder problem, you could certainly contact Misa and Cristalia about putting together something for you. Because the two of them could come up with something that could really help you with that, but it would not be in the swine flu kit. Because remember that the swine flu kit that they've put together is specific for the swine flu, and they came out with that because we were seeing that the normal flu stuff, wasn't working as well. Because this is a weaponized thing; it was made with evil intent. And it's a completely different question that you're addressing with a swine flu than you would be with a normal flu. It, you know, it's not natural.
That was a good question. You know, Dr. Valerie, we had a really great one on a call the other night about whether children can use these.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, that, especially when we're talking about something that families can use, I think that was a great question. And, Cristal, your symbols work great with kids, don't they?
I'm sorry, what was the question, Misa?
Your symbols work really well with kids, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Children?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I have, yeah. Elijah was born with them on him.
That's right.
And he just loves those symbols. He wants symbols anytime there's any kind of challenge going on at all. He's like, Mama, where are symbols?
Well, and then remember when your cat was really sick and you taped some symbols onto him, and that helped him with his thyroid?
Yeah, thyroid work on my cat, actually, and between that and the raw meat he eats, he's alive, and they would have predicted he'd dropped so much weight that he would have been dead a year ago, more than a year ago.
Mm-hmm. So see, this stuff can work in a lot of ways that don't make any sense. You know, if you're used to conventional medicine, then, you know, this may sound really strange, but I mean, I really think it's quantum physics medicine, and it's kind of the wave of the future. You know, it's where we're going. And if you can do something that has no side effects, that can get you out of an illness that's really maybe not life-threatening, but really, really uncomfortable and could become life-threatening, then seems to me like I said, it's a no-brainer. You know, get the kit. You know, get prepared.
Oh, yeah. You ladies will love this. I have to share this story. You know, we've shared on many, many calls that we believe the power to heal is inside of every single person. it doesn't have to come from somebody else. Everybody has an ability to tap into the energy within themselves and bring it to a level where it is addressing the illnesses within your body and bringing you fully into health. And I believe that with all my heart, and I teach that. I teach people how to access their energies. So my granddaughter, it has an ability to heal with color, right? And I've been encouraging her for years how to pay attention to the colors and to focus on any area of her body that's not well and bring the colors to it. So here she has the flu. She's been sick. She's losing weight. And I get a call from my daughter, Mama, please would you give her a hand? I know she's trying to work on this, but she's having a hard time. And I said, okay. So I do my meditation. I go to her and I'm, honey, can I do some sounds for you? No. No. I'm getting this big door. A little support to what you're doing? No. So I called my daughter back and I said, would you tell her to stop trying to do it all on her own, please? Viruses. Explain to her that viruses are incredibly tenacious. They're very difficult, and that isn't beginner-level work. That's advanced work. And let her grandma help her. And I will support her continuously in developing her skill with things that are going to be easier to work on, and pretty soon she'll be able to get those viruses all by herself, and I will gladly just stand there and grin. So, but tell her to let her grandma help. So she did. She says, are you trying to do this all by yourself? She just gives her mother a sly look, you know, a little sideways glance, and she says, let your grandma help you, and so she did, and she responded incredibly well. In fact, the very next day, she was eating food, solid food again, and spent another day or so at home, and then was back at school. So it is important, I think, for us to use our own energy and develop our own energy. It's a very wise thing, and I respect that with all my heart. And I also know sometimes we need help, and that's appropriate, mm-hmm. too.
Yeah, and, you know, that is a good point. You know, like I went to see Misa and Cristalia several times when I needed help, because when you're ill, you know, it's really hard to work on yourself if it hits you suddenly. And if you're already exhausted and you really don't have any reserves, then how the heck are you going to work on yourself? And I mean, I'm pretty good with the energy medicine myself, but like trying to heal myself when I feel really bad and I can't think and my head is killing me and I'm so weak is like almost impossible. So I really, really appreciate the kits, because I don't have to do so much work then. And, you know, maybe it's just me, but, man, when I'm sick, I'm horrible, you know. I kind of crawl into the cave and pull the rock tube behind me, and if anybody sticks their head in, I bite their head off because I can't handle anything at that point. You know, it just takes every ounce of my energy just to try to maintain. And that's why I really love those kits, because I could just throw on that CD, put a symbol in my hand, I'm good to go. You know, it's a heck of a lot easier. But, you know, it's kind of the lazy person's way to getting well, and God bless you ladies for doing it.
I think that's a very good point both of you have made, because every one of us has reached out to the other one when we really have needed help, too. And so we are, you know, all three of us are really good healers. We have been through, I'd say, through a whole lot ourselves, and yet we know that there are times that we just aren't strong enough to be able to do it all on our own. So,
you got to know when to ask for help, you know. I mean, sometimes,
yeah,
you know, we like to think we can do everything ourselves, but
receiving.
Yeah, sometimes we need each other.
Yeah, absolutely. We probably should tell everybody a little bit about where they can get this kit, because we've teased them about it for most of the hour here, and I don't think we've told them how they can get one of these kits.
Well, maybe, yeah, they might like to know that.
You think?
Yeah, either that or they'll all be emailing me going, where do I get that kit? And I'll go, oh, shoot, I forgot to do that. So go ahead.
Okay. So Dr. Valerie has twisted our arms, both Misa's and mine, from a distance, and we have actually got our price down to $97 for this kit, which includes both Mises Sound Medicine as well as my symbols and a booklet that goes with it, the whole shot. So that is a little bit less than 60%, almost 60% off of our normal price. And because we know that a lot of people listen to this show and these radio shows on the archives, we're going to leave that special up for a bit, too. So it is $97, and they can go to Energy, E-N-E-R-G-Y, tuneup.com, T-U-N-E-U-P.com. So just EnergyTuneUp.com. And Lisa, do you want to add anything else to what I just said about that?
Well, you did great. I think just to reinforce that we do our best to make it available to you, and especially when we want to support Dr. Valerie and her good work with you. We want to support you as a listener of her, just to get it down to where it's a really, really reasonable price, and you can say yes to it, and you can get it. You can take care of your family. That's just so important to us. And there are, by the way, two sets of symbols and two sound medicine. It's all combined into one. So it's that's why Christelle is saying it's 60% off, because we actually are putting two kits together, and then we're still pricing it less than one of our kits would normally be. So I hope if you can, if you're called, if your intuition is saying that it's so right on, and that you'll just take advantage of it right now while we've got it on special.
Yeah, and one thing I'd like to mention, too, is this is not just a normal singing CD like you hear Misa doing on the intro and the exit for my show. This is not like a song CD like that. This is really weird sounds, okay? Mm-hmm. So this is all frequency. This is not, oh, la, 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 it's a lovely song. It's really strange if you're not used to it, and you don't have to have it blasting. You know, you can have it subliminally, and it'll still work. So just understand that, you know, when you get it, don't, you know, put it on and go, what the heck is this? You need to know that this is sound medicine, and it's different than anything that you've heard before.
It's medicine.
People don't want to be driving while listening to that sound medicine, and I had an experience a few years ago. She did a sound medicine thing here in Sedona at one of the events, and I thought I grounded myself afterwards and walked out and got stopped for drunk driving about a mile away from the event. So so my point is, it's very, very powerful, and it's energy medicine. You don't want to be just using it, you know, you need to use it at the appropriate times and not be driving while doing so.
Yeah, exactly.
However,
that's a good point. And I'm, you know, I don't think about mentioning that a lot of times, because whenever I do it, you know, I'm laying in the bed, you know, because at that point I'm like, oh, hell no, I am not going to let this sickness get me. And
right.
And so I lay down, but I forget that a lot of people are so tuned to just putting CDs in their car CD player and driving off down the road. So it's a good thing you mentioned that.
However, you can put Crystalia's symbols in your pocket while driving and not get pulled over for drunk driving.
True.
I've done it.
Yeah, all that stuff is kind of interesting when you realize, you know, the only side effect is you get well really quick. And so sometimes that can leave you a little bit dizzy, you know, because the changes can happen so quickly that you actually feel a physical dizziness when it happens.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because, you know, your whole DNA, everything's changing, and your immune system is responding, and all of the organs in your body are responding. And it's happening not just on the 3D physical level, but it's also happening up on the other levels too, however many levels that you're actually existing on. So it's kind of a multidimensional thing, and if you're not used to that kind of thing, it can leave you feeling kind of weird. But it's all for the best, you know. It's very safe. It's great for kids and for animals, and, you know, I use it on my kitties too. So it works. And, man, that has been a really fast hour. Is there anything else you ladies would like to add before we sign off?
Oh, just thank you so much. It's been great to be here and to chat with you both.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad to have you guys on the show. And And I appreciate you coming on. And I just really hope that people will take heed to what we've said. Because, boy, I'll tell you, I feel so sorry for people when they get really ill with this stuff, because they tend to get it for a long time and they just never recover all the way. And now that I know that the normal botanicals don't work on this stuff, I get really concerned. So bless you ladies for coming up with another kit that would really help with this particular strain of the flu, which is really, it's disgusting. It's the best I can say about it. It's just disgusting.
Thank you, Dr. Valerie. And I do want to remind people, too, this is a preventative as well. It's not just if you get the flu. This will help you prevent yourself from getting the flu, the cold, the swine flu, all of that. So, and remind them all, again, the URL to get that is energytuneup.com. Thank you, Valerie, for having us on the show.
You are so welcome. Thanks for being on the show. And listeners, I hope that that's given you some hope and a little bit more knowledge about how to combat these new things that are coming on the planet. And keep yourself safe, huh? You know, I love you guys. And, you know, all I can say is please take care of yourselves, because we need good people to stay on the planet. And boy, we're almost at the hour here, so thank you again, ladies. We have been speaking with Reverend Misa Hopkins and Crystalia Marie and talking about the use of energy medicine to heal things like the swine flu and also to prevent it. And our show is brought to you by Hydromay Skin Nutrition, which is all-natural organic skin nutrition that you put on as a lotion or you can use as a soap. They have several products, lip balm, men's products, women's products. Please do give them a try. They are wonderful people that create this stuff. They care very much about the health of the people that use their products. And you can find them at www.hydramay.com. That's HYDRAME.com. And thank you, everybody, for listening. So until next week, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.
do do do.